Mix 94.7, KMCH 712, cloudy skies, 31 degrees right now. Beautiful downtown M-Town. Weather attention is turned to meteorologist Mace Michaels joining us live on the phone this morning. Mace, we go from tornadoes and warnings not even 72 hours ago to now anywhere from 2 to 4 to 8 to 12, hut, that much snow in the forecast. How are you, good sir?
I'm good. How are you?
We're just trying to figure out what Mother Nature's doing. That's what we're trying to do. It's calm here, but will that maintain at least to get everybody home from work this afternoon? And then what happens after that?
Yeah, the majority of the day today should be good, at least through until the late afternoon. So just when folks are heading home from work, if you work that good old, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, most of the day should be okay. We'll just start to see the precipitation come into the area 4, 5, 6. Maybe if we're lucky, we get that extra hour, 7 o'clock tonight.
And then the question, it looks like, you know, when you look at the map, there's going to be a sharp cutoff from, you know, Waterloo up to Decorah, a lot. Manchester, kind of maybe. Cedar Rapids, barely nothing, I guess. What's your thought on the potential for who gets what?
Right. It's the classic, we'll just, you know, say Highway 20. South of Highway 20, the majority of this activity will likely be rain. And definitely the further south you go, the more rain we'll see. The further north you get into mixing, and then especially once you're north of Highway 20, especially up towards the Minnesota border, it's going to be much more on the snow side, and that's big time snow. But here right along Highway 20, most areas will end up rain and then eventually shifting over to sleet and snow. There's a chance of some freezing rain, especially if you move a little north here of Manchester, but I think the chance of that is a little lighter because our temperatures will at least stay 32 or better until maybe 10 o'clock midnight tonight. And by the time they start to drop, that's when things will start to shift over more towards snow. So it's probably going to be more of a rain and sleet event and then eventually change over towards the snow side.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels along with us, Sevier Studios this morning. The question has become wind. When we had that blizzard before Christmas, wind was such a factor. Do we have to worry about a lot of wind with this blowing any snow around overnight tonight?
Yeah, thankfully, this doesn't look like to have a lot of wind. I mean, yes, of course, the wind will come up 10, 20 miles an hour with a few little higher gusts, but this won't be anything close to that. And also, of course, this will be a slushier, heavier snow, so it will be less apt to blow around, thankfully. But yeah, we're talking accumulations, 2, 3, 4 inches maybe here in Manchester. But again, you get closer and further north. Decorah and up towards the Minnesota line, you're talking about areas that could see 8 or so or more, while Cedar Rapids, it's mainly just rain.